you safely wed, Sophia. That is my only wish. Then I can die in peace.
You are not dying, Mama.
Is Sir John Butler to be overruled by a pert miss? Is the president of the College of Physicians inferior in diagnosis to an ignorant country girl?
I mean, you will get better.
Married, settled, with a man of brilliant prospects and handsome private means.
Mama!
A man who can make a proper provision for you, look after you when your mother is gone.
I will not marry Mr. Hinksey, Mama.
So comfortable, Swiving Rectory. So near at hand. Not a seaside lodging the other end of England or Peru.
I have no affection for Mr. Hinksey.
Oh, you are not indifferent to him, whatever you may say. Captain Aubrey will soon get over it.
You do not know him.
If indeed he ain't over it already, in the arms of some trollop like his precious Lord Nelson. Every man is a bachelor once he has passed Gibraltar. And unless I'm much mistaken, miss, India is a very great way beyond Gibraltar.
If you had read Jack's letters to me...
I have. I only speak for your own good, my dear. I implore you, do not refuse me this last request.